Joel Nelson, President, California Citrus Mutual.
Joel, there's a groundbreaking, so to speak, for a new facility that will aid the citrus industry. Talk about that building and what the intent is.
Well, I think it's another indication that the California citrus industry is full of leaders, to be quite frank with you. The seriousness of Wanlong Bing, or HLB as we call it, is beyond scope. Our colleagues in Florida have lost 70% of their production. Growers in Brazil have pulled out over 26 million trees. The disease is in every state in Mexico that produces citrus. So we're looking at this as taking another step forward to better protect our industry. And by using UCR's expertise as consultants, we're going to build a containment facility that will allow us to begin working on HLB cures sooner rather than later. And that's the purpose of the ceremony on Monday, is to announce the groundbreaking and introduce the trustees of our Citrus Research Foundation to the Chancellor at UC Riverside.
So in layman's terms here, the facility will allow researchers to work on the disease itself in a closed lab, correct?
That's correct. There's one up at UC Davis, a containment facility, but it's for a multitude of commodities, and a number of researchers already have space, and it's been limited as far as our industry's ability to access it. There is one in Florida, but the research going on in Florida is specific to Florida varieties, Florida climate, Florida soils, and Florida trees. There's another one that's more human-oriented in Kansas, and one on Manhattan Island that's more human-oriented. So we wanted to put something together that would allow us to take advantage of opportunities as they develop in these other facilities and then bring it home to California almost immediately so we can make it applicable to our industry.
So who's all involved in this project?
Well, remarkably, everybody's involved in it from the citrus industry perspective, and they selected seven trustees to manage this foundation. We have Dave Smith from Booth Ranches right here in the San Joaquin Valley, Jim Martirosian from B-Sweet Citrus right here in the San Joaquin Valley, Gerald Denny from Golden Valley Citrus here in the San Joaquin Valley, Harold Edwards from Ventura, he's involved in it. We've got Kurt Holmes from the San Joaquin Valley, John Dembski from the Riverside area, and of course myself at California Citrus Mutual, heavily involved in it as well. We will be the leadership team. We will work on with the project manager and the builder to make sure the facility is done according to restrictions imposed by USDA and CDFA. We'll make sure that there's an adequate time frame allowed to build this facility, but we want to expedite it as much as possible. We've already begun the permitting process at both the local level, up at the state, and then back at USDA. We've had conference calls. The foundation's got its bank account. The checks are coming in. And it's individual growers underwriting the cost of this $8 million project.
What are the expectations here on completion?
Worst case scenario, we had a meeting Wednesday with our project manager. Worst case scenario will be June of 17. We're shooting for spring of 17.
That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Well, we have to. If you could see what's going on in Florida, it is emotional. It's devastating. It's a crisis. And the only way we can protect ourselves from following that path is to take every step we can to not only protect us from the spread of the Asian citrus psyllid and Wanlong Bing, but to find both of them before they find the citrus industry. And if it does find the citrus industry, to be able to have a cure ready to go.
Yeah, I was able to see firsthand some of the effects in Florida last month. If people don't understand already, this building being built points out how big of an issue this could be to California.
No question about it. The growers put in somewhere around $15 to $17 million a year for operations to detect, treat, and educate the general populace. Our Citrus Research Board puts in somewhere around $3 to $5 million every year specific to research. Now we've committed another $8 million to build the facility to take it to the next step. So this industry is a $4 billion industry. It employs 12,000 people. It has 3,500 growers. It's an investment that we want to maintain prosperity for.
Joel, what's your feeling on the possibility of moving to a statewide ACP quarantine? There's been talks recently about how that might be down the road. CDFA has tried to start the discussion of changing that to a regional approach to limit free movement, but where do you stand on that?
We've sent in a letter of opposition to the proposed approach. When the Industry Advisory Committee made the recommendation, there was controversy therein, and so CDFA did what we believe was appropriate. They initiated scoping sessions, sought comments. We think that we're better having smaller, clearly defined quarantine areas, 5 miles in diameter. We think a mandated treatment program within each commercial area is important. We think a regional approach is fine depending upon the population of the Asian citrus psyllid, but to blanket the entire state in a broad brush such as that, we think it's premature for that.